Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Plowboy switched it up, Doug. He usually goes working for the weekend for this slot. Plowboy, why'd you decide to switch it up? It's interesting. It's interesting.
It was in my favorites column on my YouTube page.
Right.
And thought, hey, let's shake it up a bit.
Who sings this?
Kenny Loggins, Jack.
Oh, that's right.
It's a good movie, too.
Over the top. Well, think about it.
Klaus, you have a great smile.
Thanks, buddy.
Huh, you do.
Plowboy, what's on your agenda this weekend? I always like to know.
Oh, I do have to go to Canton for a little, a minor family issue. Nothing wrong. Just get to go see the family. Gonna bring the new pup. They haven't seen the new puppy yet, so my mom is super excited about that.
Very nice.
And try to avoid, hopefully going up north, there's not too much ice, so trying to have a safe trip. Other than that, you're kind of kicking it old school in Canton.
Just take your time, buddy.
Yeah.
Illinois got hit a little harder with the ice than we did.
They did.
But you're going to kick it old school.
Yeah, meaning, back in the day when I used to live in Canton, with my crew.
You're talking TV trays and pot pies.
Yeah, just straight old school, Doug. I'm pretty excited about it.
Will you hit the nightclub scene there in Canton?
We'll hit a bar. Yeah, I'm sure. My parents have this bar they go to. We'll probably attend.
Huh.
Was there snow out east? Because I got a Snapchat from Lady Beercat that said snow day. There's no snow out here.
Did she just send that directly to you?
Probably
a group one, I'm guessing.
Does she not send individual ones to you and Jennings anymore?
She does every once in a while.
I think if you live in Aukaville, I don't think we would call it out east.
Well, it's 2 hours away, so maybe they did get some snow.
Is it really 2 hours?
No, I'm just kidding. Over an hour, I know that.
So it's beyond like Scott Air Force Base?
I think so.
Doug, what do you have on the agenda this week?
Yeah, what do you got going on? What's the word?
Me and Lady Journalism.
Guess what?
We'll be walking arm in arm.
Do you work Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Will I see you at the warm-up?
No, quite possibly.
Oh.
Quite possibly.
Oh. Now, tomorrow's a big day for me because after being held accountable by my basketball team of third graders that I coach for the 0-1 start, we play again on Saturday, just trying to even up that record. So my message, we're playing another team of third graders.
See, this is
graders.
Where the coaching comes in. If you don't know who you're playing, if you don't have a scouting report, I don't know how you're going to score more than 8 points.
Doug, we're going boxing one. We're going boxing one.
The other team's got a star, have they?
Yes, they do.
So you're going to try to shut him down?
Oh, yeah.
And who's going to be the one? Who's going to be the
I rotate scrappy that because the kids like being the one.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Can I be the one? You can be the one.
Your issue is that your squad only scored 8 points.
Well, I told you what happened. A lot of the kids before the game were asking me about the potential Bitcoin collapse, and they were distracted.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Once your team starts talking about something like that before the game, it probably doesn't bode well.
Yeah, do we do Litecoin, Ethereum? We do Ripple?
Tim, what are you doing this weekend?
Thank you, Iggy. That's what people want to know. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. We're in sleep training mode with Jameson. And so we'll be focused on that. Doug, and there's some hockey plays I really like tonight. Red hot on hockey, as you know. People are kind of buzzing about my plays. And I'm excited about being able to give you my plays for a small $49.99 Venmo transaction.
Okay.
And you too can become fabulously wealthy and live amongst carports.
Can I extend to you an invitation?
Oh, my gosh.
From my team, which I'm not going to say the name of the team. I'll give you the information, but if you would like to come to the game on Saturday, I will give you a credential so you can get in the facility. No, you can just go in as a VIP.
Oh, nice.
There's a little roped-off area for VIPs where there is bottle service and finger foods.
For third grade hoops.
Yeah.
No, they had bottle service.
Bottle service at winter warm-up would not sell one bottle.
Let me just tell you something. The first game that we played, Nelly showed up. And Joe Buck made an appearance. I mean, there are celebrities.
In this game, every kid can have a brand new pair of Jordans and a nice brand new warm-up.
Probably
courtesy of Nelly.
And Iggy, somebody, the Mile High Twink, just sent in the Hot Shots promo for the Miss Hot Shots competition tonight. And Lux is on there from 105.7. Learn is on there from KSHE 95. Ken Bone is on there. Rizzuto and Jeff Burton from the Rizzuto Show on 105.7 The Point. And there you and Jennings are.
Oh, do they put us on there now?
You're on there now.
Yeah, somebody was bitching that we weren't on there.
Somebody was bitching?
I didn't. Somebody
was Jay bitching?
No, I think
somebody not involved was bitching?
Yeah, somebody on Twitter posted it and said, no love for Jay and Iggy. And I didn't even notice it, to be honest with you. So I guess on the first one they put out, it was Lux, Learn, Ken Bone, Burton, Riz, and no mention of Jay or I.
That's a slap in the face.
No, I don't. We're not as big a celebrity. Jay is, but I'm not even close to those other people. So it's not like if you put my name on there, people are, oh, Iggy's going to, we're going. People will probably go to see Learn and Lux.
This again, and I responded to Tim's tweet about his podcast with questions from Plowsy and Iggy. People love you two.
Let me pull up the stats.
I like that tweet too, by the way, Ken. I liked it.
I did too.
Thank you, Iggy. That helped my exposure.
Yeah, my 2,000 followers.
Let me see what I got going on, Doug. I'll give you the latest statistics. All right. I think Dave Peacock was about to take the lead on the Chris Kerber interview, which had been the leader in the clubhouse for a long time. People really like that Kerber interview. Let's see. Oh, I see the Morning After is now on the Libsyn. It's going to put our numbers, the cat, to shame.
Yeah, let's not put it on there.
Yeah, I won't look at.
That's how you control the message.
Yeah. Let's see what we got here. Doug, I'll tell you because I know you're about to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Kerber, number one. Mike Bush, number two. Dave Peacock, which has only been up for 4 days, is number three, and we'll pass that. But then there's questions from the audience following Jerry Randolph Sr., Derek Gould, Hot Stove, questions from the audience, Dave Glover, Lux, and Megan Green. That's kind of surprising, Megan Green right there. How about that? The Alder Woman. The Alder Woman.
Okay.
I think the
people like that. I was listening to questions from the audience. I'm like, oh, I was about to play. I don't know what I was going to play. Oh, Richard Deitch had Katie Nolan on, and I wanted to hear that because I have no idea what she's really doing at ESPN. And
branding.
And wanted to hear that. But anyway, our thing popped up, and I was driving. I'm like, oh, I'll go ahead and listen and just self critique. And it was good to hear you boys. It's good to hear you boys. And
you do listen? Because I don't. People say you should listen back.
I did, especially right out of the gate. Because it's my first time doing it. And I'm sure there are things that I do that I would rather correct. Like when you're doing it, it's human nature in a conversation to go, But if you do that in a podcast, it's annoying.
I listened to the first couple and I was like, yeah, I'm terrible. So I'm not going to listen anymore.
I guess if you're hosting, yeah. But.
I'm trying to do it just for the purpose of getting...
Iggy, you should listen back and say to yourself, I did good works.
No, because 2 weeks ago, I admitted I did terrible work.
Oh, I don't believe that.
I wasn't happy with... Well, wasn't not happy with the questions, but the questions were just kind of, really have no answers.
Yeah, more people are getting on board with it, which is cool to see. So,
how do you submit questions?
Oh, I'm talking about the overall podcasting thing. But I just put it on the fan page. I did it on email, and I think it was kind of people are just like, I'd rather just put it on Facebook, and so it was easier that way. We got a lot of questions.
When's your next one with these two? Because I'm
gonna. You want to come in?
No.
Why not?
No.
That'd be wonderful. But why don't you come on? And the water's warm.
I want to submit a question to you ahead of time.
Well, just do it now then, baby.
Well, I haven't come up with it. There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of layers to both of these guys. If you imagine you add up the layers between these two, you'd be counting for weeks.
They're like giant onions, all the layers.
What kind of questions people asking?
A lot of them are actually about this show.
Home improvement questions?
But then it seems like it winds up, there'll always be a sexual question.
Yeah, a few of those.
What is there to ask about this show?
And I guess we've all been blessed enough to be in orgies.
Yeah, mine wasn't an orgy, but...
Yeah, I don't know if I've been in an orgy.
You would remember.
I had like a sideline reporter or like somebody, you remember that barn brush fire thing that happened?
I thought you were the one that was on top of the Camry.
I was on top of the Camry.
And it was just two people.
That's why I said there wasn't a group situation, but there were, people watching in a crowd.
Those are cucks. Those are cucks.
Doug, while a barn was ablaze.
You got the barn fire put out, didn't you?
Yeah, like I said, the local fire department who knew my
buddy. Did they watch you perform?
No, this is about a half hour before the action went down. The deed, Doug.
Okay.
Frank Cusimano just retweeted this, and I saw a picture of Frank. Gazelle Magazine, Doug.
What about it?
I'm not familiar with the publication, but Gazelle Magazine has named Frank Cusimano, Betsy Bruce, Eric Mink, and the late, great John Alpel. Remember him?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
KTVI, as well as PBS NewsHour's Jim Lehrer, the St. Louis Press Club Media Persons of the Year.
I'll be darned.
Frank Cusimano.
Congratulations to Cusimano.
It's kind of a mixed bag for Frank today because he gets his honor. Congratulations, Frankie. But at the same time, he also is in your suspension.
Got himself suspended. Yeah. Mm. So the two things kind of cancel each other out.
I wonder what, you know, we're in the news cycle and it is a Friday dump day. I wonder which one's going to live longer, the press club honor or the suspension in terms of a news story.
Well, he's only suspended 2 days' time.
You think TV trucks are going to roll up with that gotcha game?
I half expect to see it, yeah.
Are you guys going to run anything on Channel 4?
Probably so. Uh-huh. You know, who says we won't?
I got a weird situation going on the Twitter tweets, and I don't know why this is, but somebody tweeted at me, Doug, at Under Warmer.
Okay.
Why do people like tell you like the name like you're gonna that guy like?
Well, then this is just who I'm just saying.
Okay.
Said all at Shake Shack for our staff lunch today. It was amazing. Thanks to at T McKernan for the pro tip on using the app to order ahead. Lots of mean looks from the line waiters. # Underwarmer. And actually, the tip came from the great Billy Shack lady. Doug, you know Billy.
I don't really know.
I think
know
he's down
him.
In the Dominican this week. Is he not, Iggy?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that's his wife whose butt we saw. But
I think it was his wife's.
Was it? I don't think it was.
Why do you say it's not?
I think he was just sitting there and he saw a chick in a bikini and then put his free dotum on a scratched piece of paper up there.
That's what I think.
But I thought he got in an argument with Timmy Recaps because Timmy Recaps said, why are you putting your wife's butt up there?
And I thought he said, or somebody said that's not his wife.
Doug,
I could be wrong.
Was that his wife's butt?
I don't know.
I couldn't see the face and I've never seen her in a thong, so I don't know.
Well.
If that was her, God love you.
So Shack Lady tells me this, and for those of you who haven't been to Shake Shack, first off, it is legitimately good. I know that it's got to be in vogue in contrarian social media land because a bunch of people are enjoying something for you to now emerge and then say how overrated it is.
Yeah.
But it really is one of, if not the best burgers I've had anywhere. But you are going to wait in line if you go. And so what Shack Lady told me, and so this is the pro tip that it's in reference to, is you can order it on the app. I think you got to order it 2 hours out so you know you're going to go down there. And then you just go right up to the pickup. There's a big window, pick it up. And then you just got to find yourself a spot to eat. And then you got it. Because otherwise you're going to be waiting I don't know how long. But it truly is. And I don't know what the hell they're doing with the burger, but it's phenomenal. It does remind me of the Olive and Oak burger, which hopefully we'll get in here someday.
Yeah, we've not seen any of those this way.
So anyway, on the tweet, for whatever reason, I keep getting all these likes, even though I didn't tweet it, and it's just from nothing but bots. All pictures of really attractive, like porn star attractive women who just keep liking it and retweeting it, and I don't know what that's about. So I'm curious what, because I know it's got to, so I don't know if Shake Shack's so popular that bots like and retweet it, and then guys see the likes and retweets, and then they want to follow the bots because they're somehow duped into thinking that these are real women.
It's because,
I don't know what the point of it is.
I think my theory was that started happening to me when I started following more porn stars on Twitter.
I follow a bunch of porn stars and I don't have
and
it happen.
They started, the bot started either wanting to, or started following me or liking a bunch of random tweets
really?
From like 4 years ago, right when I started following the Jill Cassidy's and Lana Rhodes and you have the Ariana Marie's, right when I started doing that. They started to come. Then I started to delete and mute all of them.
Sure.
And then they disappeared.
Yeah. Block them.
I had to mute Joe Cassidy. Too much info going on.
Yeah, I know. I did the same thing. And then Romy Rain follows me, but I muted her, and I kind of feel bad about it because she's following me.
She's on my list.
Your interview
she
list?
Seems like, she seems like a likable sort. I don't know.
I don't know. What I mean, I've got, I feel bad because Elise Ann helped me out. Put me in touch with Lainey Spizer.
Who?
Lainey Spizer?
Lainey Spizer.
Isn't Pfizer a company that makes...
Sure they are. Yeah. Oh,
and I still can't remember when I've worked with her as far as getting some porn stars because the email
Chris
said...
Chris Spire, yeah, with the
Chris
Giants.
Chris Spire was a darn good shortstop. All fiery.
Fiery.
But she said Lisa Ann
Giants,
said...
Mostly.
Lainey, meet Iggy. You might have worked with him before. He's on the morning show. And she replied, yes, I've worked with Iggy. Iggy, it's nice to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in a while. What can I do for you as far as stars? And I said, who are you, what girls are you bringing out there that you're repping? And I haven't heard back yet. Mm-hmm. But I've got like 70 porn stars in them.
You're not going to do 70 interviews out there, are you?
Well, I'm just putting them in. I'm not going to get them all, but...
Are there even 70 porn stars working?
There's going to be over 500 stars there.
Can I make a suggestion, Iggy?
That's counting the Cam Soda girls. Just kidding.
Cam Soda.
It might be interesting, and I know you have a list, and Tim is working on that list for you of must-gets, kind of like the winter warm-up for me.
Sent him one list and stopped. Guy.
But do you think it would also be funny to hear from some of the creeps
are
there?
That, hell yes.
To me, I think would be more entertaining audio than the women who, in my opinion, seem to sound
those
very
are the
alike,
guys,
where you can't even tell the difference from
that's
one
that's where
them,
I'd be getting my them. Questions from, or at least take one question from each crazy group of guys and then
just
use them
talk
for each.
To them about what they're there for. I mean, that's to me would be the...
I wouldn't mind you boys going down to the winter warm-up this weekend. Getting a little sound. You know, the non-gay did an audio postcard that still lives.
We could hardly hear what he was saying.
Yeah, I remember that audio when I first started working.
It was mostly crowd noise.
Just one of those what not to do things when you're on radio.
Ooh, you're taking a sharp shot at the counselor.
You have to have a decent microphone.
Who's the scrappiest cardinal right now? Would you say Greg Garcia? Is that?
He seems pretty scrappy.
Yeah, he's got a lot of scrap in him. Jerko's kind of a scrap iron sort of guy. I'll play anywhere. I'll just bring my mitt and show up and play. Good baseball man.
He's a good baseball man.
Well, that was a good idea, Kat. That'll definitely happen.
Thank you.
Because there'll be a lot of creeps down there.
Guys, the Olive and Oak Burgers are coming, boys, soon. Just opened sister restaurant. The artists have been busier than a one-armed paper hanger. This is from one of the Olive and Oak people.
All right.
You won't know what hit you.
I got to take my wife there.
Yeah, I mean, get some people that they told me people love the burger so much, but they want to get other stuff that they get the burger for an appetizer and they'll like cut it up and then they have it and then that way they can get something else, which is what I probably need to do because we
what
just
else
go in
they
there.
Have
great seafood steaks.
Oh, do they? Yeah. I don't know if I've ever ordered a hamburger as an appetizer.
It's so good though, and you want to make sure you get it. That I get it. I think I probably will do that the next time I'm there. That's what I would tell you. You know what they'll do? That's what I would tell.
I'll probably get the cheese curds as an app, you know, and then. I don't think they have cheese curds there.
I doubt it.
Guys, Timmy Recaps tries too hard. Thanks. That's from the 314.
All right.
We all try too hard.
What about the guy who hashtagged everything hashtag dyke? Did that go away? Thanks, Craig the CPA. No, I think he's still out there. Derek Gould and I talked about him when we did our most recent. I know his name. I won't give it on the air because I don't know if he wants that out there. Well, maybe he did go away. Oh, no, there he is. Oh, he follows me. Jeez, that has to be horrifying. He hasn't tweeted since August 2017. I hope he's still with us. He was an older guy. Doug, that's the guy that hashtag everything dyke. I don't know what that meant.
And that became a thing?
Yeah.
One guy leaves a certain hashtag and people are concerned about that?
And the weird thing about the hashtag is he would hashtag and then period and then a couple spaces so it actually wouldn't serve the purpose of a hashtag in a search and then write dyke. And I asked Janie the Lesbian if her and the Viking Queen found that offensive. And
did she?
And they didn't.
No.
They did not. They're focused on the Saints this weekend.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that.
Is it possible they were talking about the Van Dyke brothers, Dick and Jerry?
Yeah, Jerry passed away, Doug.
Yeah, he did, sadly.
Yeah, he was funny.
He was on Coach.
Dick Van Dyke is like 90-something, still going strong.
Remember when he, in the open of the show, he would trip?
Oh, he fell right over the ottoman. He sure did. But in some episodes, he went around it. I mean, some opens, he went right around it. You never knew what you were going to get.
Scott Sprinkled Ballsack with an invite. I know it's late notice, but if any of you boy toys are looking for a good, clean family fun this weekend, come on over to Illinois Peninsula. The fam gets together once a year to process our own hogs.
Oh.
Higgs, we'd love for you to come up and give us some pro tips. Thanks. That's from Scott Sprinkled Ballsack.
They're going
to
slaughter the hogs?
What do I know about slaughtering hogs?
Well...
It's a good time for the whole family.
I think
family.
The slaughter thing is where they feel you might have some expertise.
I couldn't do that. I don't want to see it either.
I've never been with them.
If you, let me ask you this. I have thought about this. I'm a guy who can make a shelter out of anything and live off the land for weeks at a time if need be. But if you had to actually catch your own food, right, even if you were able to trap something, could you cut it open and do what you... To get the meat so you can harvest it and eat it?
At some point, if I was hungry enough, I suppose I could.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't like that idea.
You could, Plowsy?
Oh, yeah.
Have you done that?
Oh, I've skinned coons and things like that for money for weed and things. So
my brother-in-law in the Air Force said during
raccoon pelts for pot.
Well, in Havana, they would buy, you know, pelts from ranging from $30 to $50 depending on how big the coon was. So we'd go to my buddy's farm, go up to the hay bales, get about 10 of them. Hey,
it's better than humans
party
for
weekend.
Just your enjoyment.
During Air Force training, my brother-in-law, who's now made it to colonel in the Air Force, they get thrown out in the woods for like 2 weeks. And he said they were taught how to suck the eyeball out of a rabbit. Eat that.
Oh,
that's something you can eat.
You can believe that? It's hard to catch a rabbit.
Well, I guess they do it. They hit throw rocks or something at them.
Doug Blues analyst Kelly Chase joins us on Thursdays, fueled by Petromart. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Not only can you fill up on gas when you stop at one of Petromart stores, you can fill up your stomach too. They offer a wide selection of food, drink, and other goodies to satisfy you and your family. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly. You know what we have every Friday? The Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut
one.
Oh, Mariota with the block is going to seal the game! Oh, come on! The freaking cornerback throws a block to seal the game! Are you kidding me?
Cut
two.
Okay, I understand Meg Ryan left you for John Cougar Mellencamp. Thanks for opening that old wound, Iggy. Little ditty about Johnny and Meg. They committed adultery on old Dennis Quaid. Any new projects in the works? Yeah, I'm directing amateur porn now. I'm trying to pair up Tanya Harding with this kid I found on the dark web wearing nothing but tube socks on the hood of a Camry.
Cut
three.
Missouri game management with less than 5 seconds.
Come on, guys, throw it to one of our guys. We got to get a shot off in that situation. We called the timeout, mapped out a play, and never got a shot off.
My kid's team lost also.
Oh, no.
Cut.
I'll leave it at the four.
Guys, Plops here. Big week for Iggy. Jim Norton stands him up for an interview, mind you, that you only could have heard if you would have snuck into the station and quietly picked up the other phone receiver and listened in as it was happening, because it's literally not broadcast anywhere. When discussing how people can listen to his interviews, straight to the web show. We all just kind of learned together that it is available nowhere. Literally nowhere.
Cut
five.
I do have a little bit more information to provide. I ended up corresponding
with Joe. Why don't you do it through the drive-through speaker system?
Well, we had to turn that down. Apparently, there were kids in the neighborhood on the same frequency with the walking.
Yeah.
You can't be serious.
We were doing really?
That's I love that. I didn't know it. I love it.
Apparently,
that's a bigger story.
The press
that's
box.
The lead.
Cut
six.
Guy number two. Preston hemmed khaki pant, penny loafers, and a blue blazer. His pant is dropped on the floor around his ankle. Boom, time to shine.
Stop it.
I saunter up to the urinal next to him. His sweet tinky juice grazes my forearm. And I can tell it's the asparagus from Ruth Chris.
Cut
seven.
The quarterback threw a ball!
Let the Patrick Mahomes
era
begin.
No!
Let the Patrick Mahomes
era begin. Are you kidding me? The quarterback!
Patrick Mahomes
block!
Doesn't have the sack. Not the second half.
My God!
That seemed a little forced, didn't it?
It was funny. Funny.
All right.
It's good works we did, fellas.
Yeah, Doug, look at what we did.
Well,
we'll go back next week and we'll get them again.
Well, I guess we'll come back. Hopefully we can do better.
Ryan Kelly makes it possible.
He sure does.
We did it at a very high level. What are you talking about?
I didn't hear a lot of high-level stuff, but sometimes I tune it out. One guy I don't tune out is Ryan Kelly, because he knows everything about the mortgage business. He knows how to get you the best rates and give you the best service. That's who he is. That's what he does. We've known this for years now. I've known it long enough that I have refinance my loan twice with old Ryan Kelly, old Ryan Mortgage. They're saying 2018 will be one of the hottest real estate markets in years, even bigger than last year when houses were selling the same day, many of them, the day they hit the market. If you're even considering Buying a house this year, you need to call the home loan expert and get pre-approved right now. When your dream house hits the market, you want to be pre-approved and pre-approved with the right lender.
Nice.
There's nothing that will make your offer stronger than a really nice pre-approval with the home loan expert. Ryan Kelly and the home loan expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan. Here's the number, 314-781. Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit him online at thehomeloanexpert.com. That's what you ought to do.
Ryan Mortgage. Ryan Mortgage.
Yeah.
The Chargers and Eagles will play in Great Britain next year.
Ryan Kelly spent a lot of money branding thehomeloanexpert.com.
Right.
So let's not confuse folks with some silly name.
Doug, coincidentally, the teams who got to move to Los Angeles keep playing in England. It's almost like you wonder if there was an agreement.
Yeah.
Almost like that.
You got to go if you're going
to
move.
We'll just wait for the depositions. But nonetheless, right. The NFL has spent years trying to crack the UK market and has grand plans to use the country as a linchpin for global expansion. The response from the great British public, we're bored of your funny foreign sport. Thanks very much. A YouGov survey. Is that different than Gallup?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Of 1,616 British adults ranked American football as the nation's second dullest sport to watch, with 59% of respondents rating it quite very poor or boring, while just 18% think it's exciting. Only golf fared worse, a local game to be sure, but one facing well-documented challenges finding new players and audiences. But that just shows how important it is for your countrymen to be playing, because in the U.S., I don't know if golf has experienced a bigger boom since the late 90s with Aldrich, with all the young American players. But over there, I mean, am I missing an obvious British player that's a star right now?
Justin Rose, probably.
Yeah, well, that ain't gonna move.
No, but he's probably top five.
I mean, that's
five.
The guy.
Yeah,
you think he's a top five player?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Last year, I think he was in the top 10 like every term he played.
Yeah, he had a good year. He was right there for the Masters. I don't know. I would. DJ Fowler,
McIlroy doesn't
Speed.
Count.
I noticed that you're not reading the bottom part of that, which I already read.
Oh,
while the poll looks like they're not interested in the NFL, everyone that said they liked the NFL said their plan was to go to the city of origin from one of the teams that played over there and enhance that local economy.
Mm-hmm. We have literally been flooded with vacationers from London after the Rams played over there a couple times.
When they trotted that out,
you couldn't get a darned hotel room.
When they trotted that out, no, this is a good thing because we're going to play there. Your team will play there. And then they'll all come here and visit St. Louis.
Right.
I thought to myself, these guys might not be so honest. Just had a little, like that little voice inside.
That's
me
what said, you say when you just know that you're so much smarter than everybody else. You can feed them any line and they'll all believe it.
Doug, Tommy Fleetwood.
Fleetsy's a good stick. He's a big stick.
Not really.
He's pretty good with the flat iron. Pretty good around the frog's hair.
You like him better than Mick Fleetwood?
He can play.
What's this? No. Oh, these are the golf world rankings?
Yeah.
DJ Spieth. Oh, I wouldn't have put Rahm that high either. Rahm 3, Thomas. Yeah, it was Freetin Thomas. Obvious one. 4, Matsuyama 5. I'm surprised he's that high. Justin Rose 6, Fowler 7, Koepka 8. I'm surprised Koepka's that high. Huh.
Are you on there yet?
I don't think so. Did you see me like maybe like 20 or so?
Well, you had a bad week. You're down to 63.
Yeah.
Mm. That'll still get you into the PGA here.
Right above Julian Suri. I don't know who the hell that is.
No, I don't either.
But I'm above him.
Yeah, you are above him.
Yep.
Good for you, Tim.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be weird. I'll be honest. I'm going to be nervous at Belle Reve.
We understand. So will the crowd that's rooting for you. You know, that's 100% behind you.
With all the wins you've already got under your belt on the tour, you'd be nervous stepping up to the first tee?
I mean, I haven't won. I've won a couple sit-and-goes on PokerStars 6-7 years ago.
Okay, that counts.
There's nothing going to be like that moment when you sink a big putt and you can see a gentleman with a Chargers jersey walk onto the green. Nice putt, Timmy!
Yep.
Big Al.
And then when you're walking down that 18th fairway to the green, the final day, get the big crowd behind you, you'll just pop out of the crowd like a champagne cork. And wave to all your followers. Tap in for an easy.
I wonder if I win the Wanamaker, if I can get lesbianism.
The camera will
feel like Elter probably did.
The camera will push in on Iggy the caddy, who will have a tear streaming down his cheek.
Right, dragging the bag.
Doug, that place will be up for snatch grabs.
Belle Reve will be. If you're a contender, they'll probably doctor the scores to make sure you're near the top of the leaderboard, kind of the same way they do basketball down at St. Gabe's.
That's a serious charge. Tim, I can caddy for you. I know every nook and cranny on that course, just like I know every nook and cranny in Doug's ass.
Okay. You really need to know every nook and cranny of the course. Here's my advice. Hit it long and straight. Okay, you'll be fine.
Yeah, there are some courses, though, where you got to hit it in a certain spot on the fairway, or else she's going to roll to the left or the right.
You got to know your way around.
Right.
Yeah, you know nothing about caddying, Doug, so stop.
Maybe you hit any sweet spot.
I do know, usually, almost all, unless it's a really bizarre hole, if you hit it long and straight, you'll be fine.
Okay, long and straight. Don't worry about that water. There's 270 out there. Whoops, you're right in the drink.
Well,
way to hit driver.
If there's an unusual hole.
There's a lot of holes like that.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not a whole lot of holes where if you hit it long and straight, you're in trouble. Not many. There isn't.
Well,
occasionally.
You just said unusual hole, and no one said clip that off.
I see Iggy's writing it down.
Nothing gets by me.
Just waiting for that, that's all.
Nothing gets by me.
Guys, is Lady Gaga on the list for biggest dongs? Thanks, Mae Young's newborn hand back. I've already reserved my spot at the 18th grandstand for Sunday afternoon. I can't wait to see Tim and Eldrick in the final pairing on Sunday. It's going to be fun. I've never met Tiger. I saw him play in 98 at Sahali, and that's where Vijay Singh won, Doug, as you remember. Mm-hmm. And 20 years later, it will come full circle as Tiger and I, both in our 40s, will be walking up the fairway on the 72nd hole at Belrive, and that'll be fun.
He tweeted at you the other day. What's up with your game? You chose not to answer.
I was busy promoting the podcast.
Yeah, we have to do a lot of that, don't we?
He patted my butt once.
Eldrick did?
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
Just on the golf course with the nightclub.
No, when he came in for his
Didn't
clinic.
Joan Jett grab your butt, too?
She did, and Quinn Snyder patted my butt, too.
All right, so Quinn Snyder, Joan Jett, and Tiger Woods have all had contact with your rump.
I'm sure others have, but I can't think of
it. Wow, at Stevie Nicks when you hung out.
Yeah.
I don't think she patted my butt.
Well, you patted her.
I did. Well, it was more of a squeeze. But when he came in for the his clinic, which... the sports commission took all the credit for it, but without me, that clinic isn't here.
No, absolutely not.
Because they dropped the ball, and I had to talk to Earl Woods. Now I sound like Big Al, but...
You sound like the president.
You made
I did have a rapport with Earl Woods, and he gave us a shot to fax in why we should get the clinic. And we had 2 days to do it, and I sat up with one of the people from the sports commission for two straight days putting it together. But when he came in, I was invited to the breakfast... And
text line real quick.
I presented him with a Cardinal, a Blues, and a Rams jersey with Woods the number one on the back of all three of them, and he loved them. And as I was walking away, he patted me on the ass and said, "Thanks, buddy."
Oh, did he?
Yep. Iggy, a nice little pat.
Iggy, if the water is 270 out, it's simple. Put the 3-wood back in the bag and go over it with the driver. Thanks. That comes from Aaron Laurent.
Yeah, these guys will hit over 270, wouldn't they? They'd all carry 270.
270 to the water, 290 to carry it? Okay. How many pros actually hit a 300 in the air?
I don't know. There are some.
Some, yes, but not all.
That shot, Dustin Jensen's shot, I think, last week, that drive.
Did you see that? One of the holes of Kapalua.
Unbelievable.
That was insane. It was holed out from 433
yards. 433
yards.
In
within
about
2 inches.
The holes of Kapalua.
It was one of the best shots I've ever seen.
It's got to be the equipment, right?
He's strong, though.
Well, the wind,
sure, but he's not the first strong guy to hit a golf ball.
Yeah, I think there was 11 mile an hour wind at his back, so it did help.
Just so you know, human beings as a species, while there are issues with being obese and health issues, human beings as a species are getting bigger, faster, stronger.
Yeah, that is true. I understand this, but are they getting that bigger and faster and stronger that quickly? I mean, you go back to the 90s and the early 2000s, I don't think anybody was hitting a ball 500 yards off the tee.
I think you would agree that it's the equipment.
Training techniques
the driver
also advancing,
well,
too?
Well, track, man. I mean,
and
a lot of guys have, not same, but they're same training off track, man.
The balls are absurd. That's what they need to do is just have a conformed ball where, I mean, the balls are going so far. Now, granted, the equipment's better, too, and the players are getting stronger, but the ball is just unreal.
I hit it 300 in the air, and I'm not even that good, Iggy, you hack. That's from Carlos Spicy Wiener.
Okay, well, let's get to the range, and if you hit one 300 in the air, I'll give you something.
I'll meet you on the range tomorrow.
What are you going to give him?
I don't know, but I know Spicy Wiener's not hitting a 300 in the air.
Wow and wow and wow. Gauntlet thrown down.
I don't like when we get sideways with our listening bass. We have a bass, don't we?
We have a bass.
No Frank today. Did you know that?
Because he got suspended.
It'll be Martin and Charlie.
Is that right? Because of the suspension?
Yes. I'm not sure it's either that or the press club award.
No, it's a suspension. He knows he's not allowed to come in today.
I forgot to play your part two. Damn it. I feel like playing it now is a disservice to it, though. You know what I mean? Why? I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, since it's not timely necessarily, maybe Monday.
I know, but I feel bad. That's bad hosting.
What do they call it in the business? Evergreen?
That's right. That's exactly right. Guys, I watched Tin Cup last night. Roy struggled hitting it 237 over the water.
God, what a great movie.
I do like that. I watched it a little bit last night, too.
I think they all struggle to hit it that far.
Every time I watch it, I hope that ball stays up on the green, Plowhawk.
Almost every time, yeah. I'm the same way. I think that first one, you're like, almost.
Kenny Venturi thinks it's good.
Kenny Venturi. Is he still a right? Can't be, right?
He's gotta, I don't know.
Frank Cherkernian. What's this idiot doing?
The Walrus, Craig Stadler. The great Gary McCord. Love that Gary McCord.
I like the big guy.
David Faraday and Gary McCord, two of my favorites. Jack, David Faraday will be, he's doing one of his live shows here in August. Got my parents that for Christmas, yeah. Dad loves Faraday, you know, another Mick. Although I think he's from, I don't think he's from the North, Doug, so that's a problem, but, you know, what are you going to do?
His show's amazing. Is that you talk about Flaherty?
Faraday, yeah. And then Jack Flaherty's going to do a podcast, so thank you, Plowhawk, for humoring me. But, yeah, I love Faraday's show. They did, like, a Christmas marathon of, like, all of his shows. He's the best. I absolutely love that. He wrote the foreword on Wellington's book, Fun Facts for No and Tell, Birdies and Bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
Wellington's already down in Florida, Doug. He's going to be playing those qualifiers again. Maybe this is year he breaks through.
Qualifiers for which tour?
PGA. I mean, he made it to the Monday qualifier for the Honda Classic. He's playing against guys like Mike Weir, who was a Masters champion in 03, Stuart Appleby, and there's old Mike Wellington, who used to host Nick and the Badger out there with him.
Really?
Yep.
So he's got a shot.
I mean, to make it to a Monday qualifier, yeah, but I think there's probably only four spots in the Honda Classic field because so many of those guys live down there. Is, you know, like a, you know, it's like a web.com kind of field.
Yeah, it would
make crazy talent.
It wouldn't make sense to live anywhere else if you were a golfer.
That is a nice place to live.
For golfers, especially because they can deal with the challenge of the winter winds of Florida. The winter winds.
Play I forget around. Where I'm staying. But it's not going to be near the Lutina's Pizza Place. That was the
you,
best.
You've room. Told me the hotel, and I don't know where it is, so I wonder if there's a new hotel.
I don't know.
You would think for how much that area is growing that there would be. I see PGA National's up for sale. It was bought in like 2007 for $180 million or something, I think.
Maybe we'll pool our cash and buy it. You in, Doug?
Sure. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
There's a nudist resort in Lake Okeechobee that rents out trailers.
That's probably cheaper. Maybe we ought to put in a bid for that.
Cat, this does look like a good hotel, though, that you guys are staying at.
Really? Is it new Plowhawk?
Is this the one? Can I say it? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You said it the other day on this show.
I'm not going to say it again, but I'll see when it was built. Looks beautiful, though. 4.5 stars.
Oh.
Wow. I got to look into this.
I'd rather not stay.
You don't want me staying there? I've got a whole thing with the situation with spring training. I don't know what the hell to do. If somebody knows somebody who has a property in Florida who wants to rent it for 2 months, I'm sitting here with a blank check.
That's hard to find?
You would be, like I said, I think earlier on the week, that a lot of these people, I guess maybe they just have so much money and they have a second home, but they're older and they just don't care. And so they would rather not go through the process of rehabbing. And so a lot of them are just kind of old and beat up.
So it's got to be a house? You're not interested
in
a
condo? No, I'd be fine. I mean, Anna Marie's parents, if we do this, will come down for a couple weeks probably, which would be great. Obviously, they want to be around Jameson. And then I think my parents would come the second half of March because they always go down to Hilton Head. And then they go to the RBC tournament, which is the tournament after the Masters. And that'll be super cool. But I need to have another bedroom for our parents. So that's the thing. But it doesn't need to be a house at all. Hell, I'd be happier if it weren't. Wouldn't cost me as much. So then I talked to a couple advertisers yesterday. I never thought people, but it's great that they are the people. I would do these Facebook Lives down there, and maybe we'll do that while I'm down there. So that'll be fun. I just got to get a place. I got to get a place.
Okay. Well.
Tivoli by the Sea.
Are you looking a lot? Are you?
Oh my God! That's all I've been doing the last 2 weeks. Tivoli by the Sea.
Have you contacted a real estate agent?
Yes,
they
do. Sandra's all over it for me. She's great.
Is she good?
She is really good.
All right.
She is really good. I'd like to hear the stories Iggy tells before an untimely and unpredictable cancellation. Thanks. That comes from Recaps.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what it meant. I'm just reading it. Oh, Tim, there was a text before it. Tim, can you line up Tiger for a future canceled interview for Iggy? I'd like to hear the stories Iggy tells before an untimely and unpredictable cancellation. Thanks. That comes from Recaps. Are you in Recaps sideways? I thought you guys were getting along.
We do. I mean, he just takes his shots, but it's all in fun. Okay.
Tim, I have a sweet RV you can borrow. Got a nice queen bed in the master suite and a fold-out couch. Converted the mini fridge into a kegerator. Real nice digs. Thanks, Butch Patrick's Werewolf Thou.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. You have to do the driving your own self.
It may be just me being a little naive, but if Tim says something, I listen. And I know it's true because he simply is the best. Have a great weekend, lovers. Some Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack.
I think he turned gay. He wants you.
Yeah, well, his wife used to be interested in lesbianism, and now he's interested in me.
Yeah, so.
So there's that.
How about that hole?
That's why they need to live in a cordoned off region such as the peninsula.
I think it's a good strategy on his part. You know, because the wife is very attracted to Anne Marie and maybe wants to get something going there.
He's setting up a swinger situation.
But I'm thinking if he gets closer to you, that means the wives get closer. And so maybe, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily the way to get it accomplished.
I would agree as well, but
but yeah, I mean, maybe that's his strategy. And maybe, you know what, Doug, I'll feel his beard against mine and go, boy, this is hot.
Oh.
Maybe they can come to Hot Shots tonight. Hang out with us.
You're at Hot Shots Fenton.
Fenton, yeah, 9 o'clock.
That's a long way for them to travel. We got to catch.
Boy, I bet it is. What do you think that is? You think it might be an hour and a half from there?
Gotta be.
What happens when the river freezes up? Are they just trapped?
Yeah, they get floated down the river.
Does it ferry ship through the ice?
They start floating down, and about New Orleans, they get off.
Team of sled dogs will get you through it.
It's like the Iditarod. Guys, the self-proclaimed Recaps tries a bit too hard and couldn't be any less funny if he tried. That's from the 424. Isn't the 424 that snootful from the West Coast?
Yeah, he doesn't like anybody.
Yeah, you're right. I wonder, 424, who do you like? One time I made out with my grandpa's long-lost friend, Jack. His breath smelled like whiskey and Denny's Grand Slams.
What's in a Grand Slam, Doug?
I think it's a couple of eggs and maybe a flapjack and some toast.
Your choice of bacon or sausage, links or patties. Yep.
Yeah.
You ever made out with any of your grandpa's buddies?
No. No, I have not. No.
Just didn't know if this was common.
Seemed like a yes.
when my grandparents were alive, my two grandfathers... I was like a little kid.
So
their
weird.
Friends would have gone off to prison, I assume.
Otherwise, you might have been.
No, I would not have been interested.
Right.
It's really kind of one of the most disgusting questions I've been asked recently. I mean, of all the people you might find attractive, one of your grandfather's buddies named Jack would be right at the bottom of the list.
Clip that off. Guys, that'd be close to a 2-hour drive for us, considering the ferry that we'd normally take to get into Missouri proper is shut down due to ice. Sounds fun, though. Enjoy.
Yeah, they won't be there.
Doug, I feel like it's like a text from DiCaprio during The Revenant that they're trapped on a wooded island and can't get across the river.
Speaking of The Revenant, did you see that story about the guy in Naples who got mauled by the bear?
I saw a picture of it. I didn't read the story.
He was in an apartment complex in Naples, Florida. And
holy
dog
crap.
Wanted, he had to take
bears in Naples?
Yes. His dog wanted to go out for a walk, I guess, at night. And he opens the door and a bear swats him right across the face and cuts him from the top of his scalp all the way down the side of his face.
There's a bear just waiting in
his
door?
They said there was three of them out there.
Did the dog live?
The dog ran back into the house. Right. You know.
Smart dog.
Yeah.
There's an outbreak in Orlando. My brother-in-law is always sending me pictures of these bears just walking down the street in Orlando.
Yeah, they got them in Colorado Springs there, too.
Oh, I get Colorado Springs.
You understand that, right?
Naples?
By the mountains. Yeah.
In the hell?
I don't get that. I don't know.
Hey, it's time for the Hot Shots, and it's time for the Hot Shots email of the day. Hey. Now, can Misty Plop sweep? I am not going to set aside any emails to make sure that I vote from the pile that I set aside as being the champions. So I decided to keep a list of things that your resident barstool guy, Plowsy, has said incorrectly about barstool over the last week. Number one, saying that the barstool chicks, although very annoying, are doing nothing for barstool, are only on there because Rhea dates Hank, who produces PMT.
I didn't say that.
Since they started, they have over 110,000 Instagram followers, over 25 million Facebook views, and over 15 million Instagram views. That's money in barstool's pockets. Number two, saying that Caleb and Roan are interns. Weirdly enough, Roan is a world champion battle rapper, a writer for some TBS show, and is one of the top Barstool guys outside of the main guys everyone knows. Caleb was actually a quarterback at North Carolina and has been big for Barstool for over 2 years. Number three, saying Big Cat is getting crushed on Twitter and is seriously getting in arguments over the Big Ten and SEC, when in reality he does it jokingly to get SEC fans pissed, and it's actually pretty damn funny the stuff he says. Also, 18-year-olds are effing kids. Anyone who lives with their parents and is supported by them, especially as a senior in high school, is a damn kid.
Okay, so if a 40-year-old lives at home and your parents are paying the rent, that's a kid? Give me a break, dude. This guy's an idiot.
Quit acting like once a kid turns 18, he should automatically know the right thing to do and isn't
legally an adult
to change his mind over what college he wants to go to. Also, very surprised you guys didn't touch on KFC Barstool cheating on his pregnant wife at all this week. Thanks. It's from Mike Ursh's weird hair. What in the? I don't even know. Mike is that Ursh's? For our show?
Did I say any of that?
I don't even know what I read. And then the sea monster, who usually orders these things, like Lottie Herzog in 82. I don't know why that was even in the lineup. I don't know what it was about.
They sent it to the wrong station?
Has Frank been talking Barstool? I don't know what this is about.
I don't think you make money off Facebook views either, so that's not money in Barstool's pocket if you put a free video on a Facebook page. No. I'm not quite for sure that makes money.
Mike Gersh's weird hair.
From Timmy Tom Tom. What a dumb effing email.
Timmy Tom Tom.
What the hell was that? Banging guys. The beginning. Oh. Now we're back. This one was meant for us.
Yeah.
I had a meeting and here I am, a backup guy for Andy Gibb. He had been trying to work his magic in that hot tub with that cub reporter for hours, but couldn't close the deal. I was trying, but the bubbles were making it tough for me to see what was downstairs. But when he got out, wrapped in that Missouri School of Journalism towel, the protrusion told me all I needed to know. I never got his name, but as that convertible LeBaron left the chalet, I was worn out. Sexually fulfilled. Bye-bye, French fry. That's some Lance Mountain professional snow skier.
Lance Mountain professional snow skier.
Plowsy, do you understand the correlation between page views, clicks, and advertising money? That's from Lady Gaga's Fupa.
I do now.
How?
I still don't know how you make money off of.
Well, then you don't.
You just said space. You did now.
The cat, is he arguing with him? Or are you going to want him to step down? I don't want
I guess I know now how you make money is off of clickbait and off of advertising. I get that, but I don't know
it
if they're making.
Was one sentence. It didn't really explain it.
Making thousands of dollars off
of
Guys, Plops here. Trying for 5 in a row this week. Hopefully I don't win because it will apparently ruin some dude from the fan base's Q1 sanity. Suck it, keyboard boy, or prepare to feel the wrath of the one they call the Hammerhead Shark. And no, I'm not talking about that foreigner who does pork that Iggy is days away from strangling in the Vegas desert. I'm talking about that foreigner who does tires and ass necks over at Oakville Tire and Paint.
Oh.
Is that a company?
Decades, Martin, get ready. You're almost done.
Decades after an unfortunate incident at a Bris left his love looking like a pantyhose with a ballpark pretzel in it, this naughty Nicaraguan grease monkey runs a thriving business on the feisty banks of the Merrimack River, where for $29.99 he'll rotate your tires and wax your taint. Guys, you're in and out in less than 30 minutes. A real showman, let me tell you. He tears off that hot wax paper in one fast swoop, spins it on his finger like a basketball for a few seconds, shows you the hair patch, and then fires it off like a frisbee into the Merrimack River. A-plus to the Better Business Bureau. Low wait times, walk-ins welcome, and the waiting room is covered in pictures of him doing naked handstands at various locations around the world. Doug, that's Misty Plops.
Misty Plops. Assistant Program Director.
Hey, the cat, just wondering what time and place the basketball game is Saturday. If you need me to give a few motivational speech on my rise to the NHL and that dreams can come true. From the Brentwood Thursday Night Advance League to the NHL, yes, sir, that's what I call feeder league. Hashtag Jelly Doug comes from Daddy Padre.
I'll DM you, Daddy Padre.
Daddy Padre.
That would help. That can only help.
Yep. Tunnel 12,000's picture already puts him as a front runner to me. Let's see what we got. Morn. Even though Joshua's first set at the family arena was fantastic, the White Castles I had for breakfast were rumbling, so I needed to find some relief. I kicked the door open and run into the bathroom at full speed and let out a loud bellow, like a wild boar, just to let the other Hoosier boys that I am here, and I am now the leader of this bathroom. I scan the footwear of the gents saddled in on the tarlets and bust into the one stall where I find a cute boy.
The gent is surprised. I put my finger in his chest and tell him that this is my stall now, you filthy boy. In one smooth motion, he unvelcros my Sansa belt band. And we start making out on the floor that's covered with shrubs and sticky golden
waves. Okay, that's
from
enough.
A past. What is from a past?
Tunnels
Thoughts tell that's from Tunnels 12,000.
Tunnels 12,000.
And here's a picture of Lana Rhodes and her new hairstyle. God, what in the hell happened to her, Lee? Hey, a year ago, I couldn't have been more excited. Now I'm debating whether or not to unfollow her. God almighty.
What is that look on her face?
It is empty. It is soulless. It's like the governor. Shalom, guys. Word around the bathhouse is that this here ice storm has caused the roads to get a little slippery. Like anyone else, I want to get out and show off my newly issued Calk Federation outfit this Friday at work, but the sperm bank I've been pole dancing at is closed. I guess that's okay, because my new butt injections have caused a nasty little road rash on my sin hole.
Oh, don't call it a sin hole.
Clip that off.
I think he's already writing it down. The notebook is out. And it's not going away, and Doc says I should sit the next few days out and rub some diaper cream on that rusty bullet hole.
Don't call it that either.
Anyway, what's your guys' plans this weekend? I'm finna toss a log on the fire and attempt to finish this picture I started on my light bright yesterday. It's of these two guys wrestling on the floor of a bathroom in a puddle of asparagus pee. One twink looks like Andy Dick with a weird tie, and he's flat turning our friend Doug into Swiss cheese. You should see it. If it doesn't move you to jeans,
right.
Nope.
Okay,
you're not living right.
Enough.
Stay safe out there, Mr. Nipples.
And that's where we are. Hot Shots.
Nipples got suspended 2 days. Time. Thank you, Hot Shots. Love your leather bound suspension.
Long I don't think it was a great batch, but I'm going to go with Lance Mountain.
I enjoy his phrase, bye-bye French fry. I will also go with Lance
Mountain. Wow. Tunnels 12,000 was going to get my vote. The Lana Rhodes picture really helped. I don't know what she's doing. But congratulations to Lance Mountain, professional snow skier. And again, Doug, the email address is dad4002.
He's a heck of a skier, apparently.
Time for us to shut it down. It's Martin and is Charlie out there?
Yeah, Charlie's
all
here.
All right, Martin and Charlie are up next with the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn and Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS.